So we have today a reflection on wisdom, an invitation to seek God's wisdom, to allow God's wisdom to illuminate and fill our lives. I think two things to remember when we hear this first reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 6, as we hear this search for wisdom. First of all, it's attributed by long tradition to King Solomon. And I think you know the story about how Solomon, God appeared to him and said, "What do you want as the young king, the king after your father David? You can have power, glory, money, wealth, anything you want." But Solomon said, "No, I want to be wise. I want wisdom so that I can be a better king and serve your people." And this book of wisdom, like parts of the book of Proverbs, are long meditations on this gift of wisdom. And here in the book of wisdom, in other chapters, Solomon talks about, or the author talks about, receiving wisdom, being guided by wisdom, allowing wisdom to help him to find his way in life. The other thing I think to remember as we start is, what is the wisdom we're talking about? And sometimes we can reduce wisdom through a certain kind of attitude in our mind, a certain way of thinking about things, a certain kind of experience, and so it is, as we see in the gospel. But I think the rich sense of wisdom in the ancient tradition of Israel is that wisdom is this vitality and life force in the world around us. Beautiful meditations that in the beginning God was alone, and the wisdom of God was with God, and God made the world and sent wisdom into the world. Later, for Christians, for us, it becomes the theme, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word filled the world. But the older sense was that everything in the world, as we hear at the beginning of today's reading, is shining with the wisdom of God. It's like the light, the life, the spirit flowing through reality is God's wisdom. So it's not against finding God in the sacred book. It's not against finding God in a holy place of worship, like the temple, or like here. It's not against thinking that God is far above us in heaven and we seek to pray to God and to be with God. But it's a reminder that God is everywhere filling all things. As the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins said, the grandeur of God is charging reality. Reality is filled with God's glory. And that glory filling all things is like the Holy Spirit, almost like a mother bird brooding upon her nest. That God is filling the world around us before we even know it. So when this reading says from Wisdom chapter 6, seek wisdom, it's not saying a small thing. It's saying something very large about how we find God present in the world around us. And it puts it very beautifully. Wisdom is a light. Wisdom is not hiding itself from us, but it's as radiant as the light of day. It's as radiant as what we see around us outside. It's as radiant as everything we see and hear right now. And blessed are those who thirst for that wisdom. Blessed are those who seek it. Blessed are those who make it their focus in life. Because anyone who seeks wisdom will find wisdom. Which is quite surprising. We might think of ourselves that this wisdom is only for a King Solomon, or only for the greatest of the saints, or only for those who know very secret things. But it's sort of saying, this is like as bright as the light of day. If only you would open your eyes, you would see the light. If only you would look in front of you and say, here I am sitting in church on Sunday morning. 2 hours from now, maybe I'll be at my kitchen table drinking a cup of coffee, or I'll be in the mall shopping, or I'll be walking out in the park, or something like that. Wherever we go, the reading tells us, if you look, you realize that the things you see, the things you hear, the things you smell, the things you taste, the people around you are radiating the wisdom of God. Open yourself to that wisdom. A beautiful image that appears early in the reading is, if you seek the wisdom of God, when you wake up in the morning, it's like the fact that you go out and open your front door and wisdom is sitting there on the steps waiting for you. You thought you had a long search. You thought you had to go somewhere else. You open the door, and there she is. Because wisdom is often portrayed as a woman. She is there saying, I'm here. What took you so long to get up? The reading says a little bit beyond what we had. It also says, if you really want to understand wisdom, you have to make it a way of life. You have to train yourself in it. You have to instruct yourself. You have to submit yourself to it. Or very simply, if you love wisdom and make wisdom the center of your life, that love will pervade everything you do, and you will receive the kingdom. And the kingdom could be, again, Solomon sitting on his throne as a king, but it could also be for us the kingdom of God. If you love wisdom, if you allow it to fill your life, if you make it a daily habit, if you live with it hour after hour, if all the time you're looking around you and realizing all of this is God's radiance for me, it changes you and it gives you what you're looking for in life. The final theme, I think, in this first reading from Wisdom 6 is to say it's not only that you're looking for wisdom, but that wisdom is coming after you, looking for you. And very beautifully saying that those who seek, wisdom goes after those people. Those people who go out on the path, saying somewhere out in front of me in my life, this day, wisdom must be there, suddenly wisdom comes running down the path the other way and says, here I am. Wherever we look, it seems to say, whatever our experience is, whatever gives us joy, whatever gives us hope, whatever brings us to life, there is wisdom coming to us. So I think this is actually a lot to think about on this Sunday morning in November. Because again, we find God here, we find God in the Bible, we find God in the sacraments, we find God above us, we find God after we die. But this theme of wisdom is that there is no experience we have, there is nothing in our life that is not permeated with this vitality, this living force that sometimes we call wisdom, sometimes we call the Spirit, sometimes we call the cosmic Christ. It is God everywhere around us and in us. And that our problem in life is not that we can't find God or that God is hard to find, but that we narrow it down and say, well, God is either here or nowhere. Whereas it's like saying, where is the air you breathe? It's around you. Where is the light of the sun? It's around you. Where is the life flowing within you? It permeates our bodies. Open your eyes, figure out what you really love, and you begin to encounter God. A lesson in wisdom as a lesson in being alive, and that's what it means to be a Christian. The gospel, briefly, I think is just kind of a cautionary tale about these foolish and wise virgins, they're called, these young people who go out. And it's a beautiful image. The bridegroom is coming. The feast will begin. The kingdom of God is like a wedding. And it will be this great season of joy. People will gather around the table. And our part can be to welcome the bridegroom who comes. And it's night and we have our lamps. And we are welcoming wisdom. We're welcoming the bridegroom. But why are the foolish virgins foolish? They're foolish because they begin to shine with the light. We begin to find wisdom. We begin to have light in our lives. But then suddenly they don't really prepare for the long run. They have a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of light, a little bit of grace. And when the night goes on and it gets cold and dark, their light begins to dim and they miss the feast. I think it's a cautionary tale for us that this is really easy. God is everywhere. We can find God in the path in front of us. Wisdom is coming to us at all times. But we need to allow that wisdom to fill us so that we are vessels of light ourselves. And if we let it pass us by and we somehow get older in life with hardly any wisdom in us, we may find ourselves kind of draining and going dark and we'll miss the feast. So light and wisdom are really easy, but we should not take it for granted. We have to allow that light to fill us in order that we too may join the feast that the Lord gives us. So as we continue to pray today, let us pray that we open our eyes, see the simplest thing of all, God is with us, and allow that light of God to fill us each day.